ಇಷ್ಟಮಿ ಮನುಮಿ ಸತಿ ಪುತ್ರಮತ್ರ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ರೂಪಂ ತಸ್ಯಾಗ್ರಜವರಿ ಪುರಿಂ ಮಾಥುರಿಂ ಗೋಷ್ಠವಾಟಿಂ ರಾಧಾಕುಂಡಂ ಗಿರಿವರಮಹೋ ರಾಧಿಕಾ ಮಾಧವಾಸಾಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತೋಜ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಥಿತ ಕೃಪಯಾ ಸಗುರುಂ ತಂ ನಮ್ನತೋಸ್ಮಿ ವಂಶಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾಬದನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಮ್ನೆ ಗೌರತಿಸೆ ಗುರವೇ ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಧಿಕಾಯ ತದಾಲಯೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ತದಭಕ್ತಾಯ ನಮೋ ತವೈವಾಸ್ಮಿ ತವೈವಾಸ್ಮಿ ನ ಜೀವಾಮಿ ತ್ವಯಾ ವಿನಾ ಇತಿ ವಿಘ್ನೈ ರಾಧೆ ತನ್ನಯ ಮಾಂ ಚರಂತಿ My millions of humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradha Dev. Om Vishnu Vasi Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami. And in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Om Vishnu Vasi Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj too. Or same millions of Dandat Pranam in his lotus feet. Now we should come. Oh, what we are going to explain, Raya Ramananda Sambhad. Where it took place? On the bank of very sacred river, Godavari, in South India. Oh, next evening, Raya Ramananda came. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so much waiting for him. to hear his answers. But you should know, Mahaprabhu is the endless ocean of love and affection. And especially at that time, because he has taken intrinsic mode, Madanakya Bhav also in him, so he was like an ocean of this subject. But Raya Ramananda, like a cloud. Ocean is what? Salty. And he, clouds are in the form of evaporation of that water. Very cold, smooth, sweet. And when she meet with any forest or favorable to melt. Mm-hmm. Oh, they melt. And drops, shower coming. And then ocean again becomes Ratnakara, or full of jewels. So like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ocean of love and affection, and taking water of Swati Nakshatra, Swati constellation, and now he is realizing everything, and then he is now Ratnakara, oh so good, so high class of Siddhant of love and affection coming from. If there was no dialogue between them, oh we could not have known all these things. So, we are going to explain more. One thing I want to clear you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hearing Sarvadharmana parityajyamami ekam saranam praya antvam sarva papyabhyam mukshaisya. He told that, oh go on, this is external. What means? All the instructions of Gita are not like that external. Don't think. Because after this slok, he gave a praman of Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Here is the subject, the laukik dharma, worldly
religions
which are called religion, but they are not religion, nothing. They are not
connected
with soul religion. So he refused. Refused means he told external. But after this slok, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, again it may come, oh what? Manmana Bhava, Madhavakto, Madhyajin, Maam Namaskuru, Maam Eva Satyamte, Pratijano Priyoshime. Oh, this is the abstract and essence of the whole Gita. For this, Mahaprabhu never told that, oh, this is also external. This is the mode of the gopis, Manmana Bhava. So, we should not think that all are external, or whole Gita is external. Not we should think. So, when he told that, why he told Sarva Dharma Anupatyajya? Oh, there is no symptom of our transcendental, constitutional, any religion, any mood. So he told it is
external.
And then Prabhu kahe, iho bhajya, iho age koha, raya kahe, gyan misha bhakti sarvasa, siddha sar. You should know that there are three stages of bhakti. Arushiddha bhakti, sangsiddha bhakti, and sarupsiddha bhakti. Sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, pav, sevan, or sadhu, sangha, namuk, kirtan, bhagva, sevan. These are sarupsiddha bhakti. Now, where there is no sarupsiddha bhakti, there is no symptom of sarupsiddha bhakti. But even anyone can think that, oh, I have bhakti. And in karma or in gyan, he is doing arop.
Superimposing.
Imposing.
That this is bhakti. Then it is called arupsiddha bhakti. Really not bhakti. Jat karoshi, jadashnashi, jat juhoshi. These are like karma. But if fruit is given to Krishna or anyone, it may be somewhat
related
with bhakti. Then they may be called arupsiddha bhakti. Otherwise not. Otherwise, oh, they are karma. Where karma is
prominent
and bhakti is subordinate. Oh, these are karma. In Gita, it has been not told for that karma. Where bhakti is prominent, karma is like a
subordinate.
Oh, bhakti, pradhan, oh, karma.
Pradhani bhuta.
Oh, this is called here arup siddha. Otherwise, Gita has not told for that. Oh, or general karms. So it may be like 2, 3, 4, 5 kinds of karma, gyan, yoga, and others. In this last bhakti, what?
Arupsiddha.
Arupsiddha bhakti karma pradhan. Bhakti pradhan karma. Gyan pradhan karma bhakti. Like this. Understand? Not. Very difficult. What is arupsiddha? You should. And they are divided into three, especially. Karma Gyan Bhakti. Karma Gyan Yoga.
Karma
Ganatimarandasa, Dhyanandana Salakaya, Chakshuran Miritam Dena, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. If you want to understand the subject of Arup Siddha Bhakti, Sangha Siddha Bhakti, and Sarup Siddha Bhakti, first of all, you have to know what is Sarup Siddha Bhakti. First, Sarup Siddha Bhakti refers to those activities which in and of themselves are composed entirely of the angas of bhakti, such as Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasam Sakam, Atmanivedanam, or 64 angas of bhakti, beginning with Guru Parishraya, Diksha Guru Sevam, Sadhama Pratishiksha, Sadhu Maganu Gaman. Otherwise, five prominent forms of bhakti, Sadhu Sanganama, Kirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, Mathura Vasa, Srimati Rashadaya Sevan. So, when the activity itself is composed entirely of the angas of bhakti, this is called Sarup Siddha Bhakti. Now, a person may do other things which are not included within the angas of bhakti, but because he thinks he has a mood that I'm doing this for Krishna, therefore he calls this activity bhakti. Actually, the activity is not bhakti, but he is superimposing the name bhakti onto that activity. This is called an ekata bhav. Making one thing and saying that it is something else.
Like them to be an equal. Example?
Example, one person, he's farming. So, among the angas of bhakti, farming is not being mentioned. Sharanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, farming, Vachanam, Vanam, not there.
No. And like a man, any devotee started a school. To start a school is karma. But in that school, we will teach bhakti. Then it may be connected and that can be taught. Otherwise, not. Cow sheds. Cow sheds? Like a planting of garden. That some fruit will come and we will give to Krishna. So these are examples.
These are examples of Arup Siddha Bhakti. The activity itself is not among angas of bhakti, but because we are offering the result to Krishna and we call it bhakti, it's called Arup Siddha Bhakti. So this Arup Siddha Bhakti, it may be have a predominance of jnana, otherwise may have predominance of karma or predominance of yoga. So when there is a predominance of the karma and one is trying to do bhakti, then this is called the karma pradhan pradhani bhuta bhakti. Karma pradhan pradhani bhuta bhakti. And Srila Gurudev was saying, conversely, if one is doing some karma, but there's a predominance of bhakti in his activity, then it's called bhakti pradhani bhuta karma. Is it clear now?
Yes. Thank you. Then Rai told Gyan Mishra Bhakti. We have explained something. What is Gyan Pradhana? Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kanchati Samasarvesh Bhuteshi Mad Bhaktim Lagate. Krishna Bhajan Prabhu, he can explain. No. You.
So in this sequence of questions and answers, actually Sarva Sajya Sar is repeated time and time again. All perfection, Sar essence. So what we're trying to arrive at, where Lord Chaitanya is leading us and Lord Vinanda Roy is helping us to arrive at, is Bhakti Sar, the essence of devotion. So we're still not there yet.
We're close.
So in this verse, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, Krishna is saying, the one who has attained this level of Brahma Bhuta, or Brahman realization, he's very happy. And Sochitina Kangshati, he neither laments nor hankers for anything. Sarvesamuksarveshabhuteshu. He sees all living entities equally as parts and parcels of the Supreme. And
what?
He sees all living entities equally as parts and parcels of the
Absolute. Never, never like that. Go on, but something wrong.
We'll clarify. Mudbhaktim labhate param.
Try to control. Go on.
Mudbhaktim labhate param.
Oh, after finishing Brahma Bhuta, Prasannatma, all, then Parabhakti may come and then he will think that all are part and parcel of. Otherwise not. But you are telling in this stage, oh, it is wrong.
You will see all jivas, everyone is Brahma, Savam Kavidam Brahma.
Yes, that is Brahma.
And when you come in good association, by influence of association,
so that's what's missing in this verse.
Like Madhav Maharaj association, they will come.
Hari Bol!
So,
you explain this one. Yeah. Don't be wrong. That is why he told that I don't know.
Very clever.
He's intelligent.
But now I will never forget this lesson.
Go on.
In the stage of Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma.
Why you became late? I will chastise you.
Thank you.
If you are becoming late again. That I will tell that you should be out of room. No, don't be late. I want that all devotees should come before me here. They should be present. Then I will be happy. Oh.
In the stage of Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, the aspiring spiritualist understands.
What you told?
He's aspiring to be a...
From beginning.
In the stage of Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma.
No. Brahma Bhuta. Only this stage. Then he became happy, prasanna. Otherwise not.
I thought we were discussing the verse. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Sitna Sochitina Kamsati.
First tell Brahma Bhuta.
Brahma Bhuta is the understanding that the living entities are not distinguished on the basis of the body. But everyone is spirit. There's a defect or an imperfection in the person who's on the stage of Brahma Bhuta in the sense that he does not realize that the living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Brahman.
No, that I don't want. Oh, you should explain this meaning of this sloka.
When a person transcends the bodily platform and comes to understand that he's spirit, then he's free from, then he becomes free from the desires and anxieties of the body.
Why?
And he becomes equal.
Why?
Because he's not identifying with the body.
Oh, at that time he thinks that I'm not this body. And he thinks that I should not do any worldly desire. Even not anything else from this world, any desire I don't want. Because Atma and Paramatma are same, or Bhagavan are same, and we are Brahma. If we are Brahma, then why any desire? No desire at all. And if no desire, then he will be happy. And then, no sochati, he don't want anything, worldly thing. Never, no desire of worldly, anything.
Lamentation.
And no kangshati. And if anything is with them and it goes away, oh, never sochati.
Never lament.
Never lament. Because they think that I am Brahma, no need of all those things. Sama sarva esbhuteshi. Sama. Because all are Brahma. No difference. Samaha, automatically. Oh, this cow, elephant, trees, creepers, all are Brahma. So all are like equal. Huh? If they are like so, but not offending any devotees are Srimad Bhagavatam. And they come in the association of high class of Vaishnava. And by their association, they may be changed. Because they have not done any offense. And that is why, Osadhu Sangha can purify their hearts. And then he will have bhakti, and after that he will have parabhakti.
Like Vaishnavdas in Jaiva Dharma.
Like this. Like Vaishnavdas Babaji from Varanasi, he was very learned person and he has came up to what? First Hansa, Paramahansa, crossed
Kutichak Bahuda, Hamsa Paramahansa.
And now, he was thinking, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahma, Aham Brahma. Like this. But when he saw a devotee crawling down on the earth, weeping bitterly, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. At once a flashing light like a mood came. And he became extraordinarily happy. For a moment, by seeing how he is happy and rolling down, in what a state? Evang brata prapriya nama kritya anurago dicha chitta uchyai hasapta thoro dati roti gayat unumad dati. Sometimes playing with Krishna, very happy. Sometimes some separation and he is rolling down, Krishna where? Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna? Rolling down. This is the stage of Mahabhagavata. So if he saw that Vaishnavdas, at that time he was Mayavadi. And for a moment, like flashing, it came. How happy is he? That for a moment I
realized
that association. And for searching he came to Vrindavan and went to Navadvip and he had this Sangha of Babaji Maharaj.
So Gurudev, until he gets that association, he can't have Prasanatma then. When he's just Brahma Bhuta, when he realizes that the soul is.
He's telling a man, from beginning, if he is not Brahma Bhuta, no Prasanna. But he, from beginning, he was Karmi, and from Karmi he became Tattva Jnani. He can have this mood without going to that issue. It is not necessary that he should come in this stage. Before that, he was like Bilva Mangal, attached to that lady, very bad thing. Lust was there, anarth were there, but he had not offended anybody. So, if anyone in that stage will have association, before this stage comes, from there he can go. What stages here have been explained. From any stage, anyone can go to that. By association, higher sister. He can have a greed for sarp, Krishna like gopi.
But a Mayavadi Brahma Bhuta cannot have any presence.
Or they can have if they have not offended anyone.
So, isn't it that Mayavadis that they make offense to bhakti because they're thinking.
I'm telling. That may be Mayavadi no harm, that aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi. In any way, we are like Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahma, it is all right.
Yeah.
Tattvam Asi, it is all right. This is not fault.
No offense.
Oh, if they have not offended any Vaishnava, Gita, Bhagavata, and all epics, and Vaishnava, oh, from that stage, or if they are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam by any high class of Vaishnava in their association, they may be give up all these things, and very soon, because their heart is not attached with worldly things, so very soon they will have this parabhakti. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given an example. There was a heap of mustard oil seed, like yellow, oh, very heap, and a gold, round
particle,
or yellow also there, or same like form like yellow oil seed.
Same color.
Mustard seed.
Oh, it was mixed. But only one that was. If there is a fire in that heap of
mustard
oil seed, oh, very soon all will burn. But that gold,
no, remain.
Oh, it will remain. And if air comes, wind comes, all will
ashes
fly away.
And only that will be glittering
gold.
So if anyone has not done any offense in the Lord's feet of Bhakti Devi or Gita, Bhagavat, Ramayana, Purana, and not offended any Vaishnava in any way, not criticized, that then Mayavadi that, if he will associate and serve any high class of devotee, like Sarvabhaum in the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Prakash Ananda Saraswati, or in the association of Mahaprabhu, like so many in the association of Rup and Sanatana. So it is so. We should try to understand.
Sannyasi Thakur told Babaji Maharaj that I'm not happy thinking that aham brahmasmi. So
I was not happy.
Yeah. So prasanatma doesn't come until one gets that good association then.
No.
Oh, I couldn't.
Happiness. Well, he's asking when someone is Brahma-Bhuta, then being Brahma-Bhuta, then no. Are they prasanatma? Can they be referred to as prasanatma?
No, she's saying no prasanatma.
Yes.
Before
if any is Brahma-Bhuta, means there are six symptoms for that Brahma-Bhuta. Janma, Marana, Astitva,
Jayate asti vardhate.
Naitana. For anything he is not lamenting. And worldly any desire he has not. All are Brahma. Myself is Brahma. That person can be happy. Otherwise no. If a person like this, and he is fortunate to have a good association of bhakta, then parabhakti may come creature. This is this.
She's saying Sannyasi Thakur was not prasanatma.
Before he was. Because he never wanted any worldly desire. He was prasanatma, sama sarvesu bhuteshu, na sochati, na kangchati, he was.
He was in state of paramahamsa.
He had no comparison.
Yes.
When he saw Vaishnava, then there was comparison. Yeah. Then he thought, I'm really not happy.
No. Yes, a comparison. Oh, I was thinking that I'm happy now, but I think that that stage was my wrong thing.
Misconception.
Then Prabhu kahe iho bhajya. Mahaprabhu told what has been told in Gita. Brahma bhuta prasadanatma. Why? It is external because bhakti was not there. Parabhakti will come. So it is
external.
What I told? What I told, Prabhu?
I said you can go higher than this. What you have said is external. Because there's no devotional service to Vishnu Godhead. It's on a personal level of realization.
Yo. on the stage, sit down easy.
On the stage of Brahmabhuta or this Gyanamishra Bhakti, there is no bhakti, directly bhakti. It's covered by Gyan. Therefore, it is external.
Can you? What I told? You are not here?
Fine. But Brahmabhuta Prasad answers.
Why Mahaprabhu told it?
External.
Because there is no bhakti there.
Oh, something bhakti was there.
Bhakti.
Not pure bhakti.
Parabhakti was not there.
What do you want?
Without sadhu sangha, this verse cannot be completed. He cannot get parabhakti until he comes in. So because that's still left out, we have to go further.
Yes.
So we're not complete yet.
And there is no really pure bhakti.
The burning of the mandal. The burning of the mandal of the mustard seed. What is that?
Oh, here is that that Brahmabhuta avastha.
That stage of Brahmabhuta.
The mustard seeds are burned.
Like karma and gyan and jog and all.
This is all mustard seeds.
They will.
And what is burning it?
Sadhu sangha.
I thought sadhu sangha was the breeze. That's
same thing.
Both.
Burn or breeze.
Where there is burning, will automatically come. Automatically. Not.
And the code is parabhakti.
Can we say that this Brahmabhuta is external? Because you are mentioning how there's no necessity that you have to go through this stage.
Yes.
From karma you can go to bhakti, from the yoga you can go to bhakti.
Tapasya you can go. Uh-huh. Or from, if you are lusty, you are so much having desiring akama. Moksha kam, udarabhi,
kibrena bhakti yoginam.
This is praman for that. From any stage, by sadhu sangha, anyone can go to higher stage.
So no need for mukti first and then bhakti.
No. Oh, mukti will come first, automatically. No need of doing anything, effort for that. Then, Mahaprabhu told that you should go on. Iho bahiyo. Then he told, Jnana sunna bhakti. He had told, bhakti mixed with gyan. First he told, bhakti mixed with karma. And Mahaprabhu told them both external. Then he is telling, Jnana sunna bhakti is sadhya sad. What is that? Jnana sunya bhakti is not sadhya. It is a process.
Right.
But what is sadhya? We'll have to think. Understand? Samajh raha hai? This is a process. Jnana sunya bhakti. Anya vilasita sunyam lai. This is not sadhya. This is process. But what is sadhya here? What is sadhya here? That is like prema bhakti. It may be. Sadhya sar. By this bhakti, jnana sunya bhakti, we can attain pure bhakti. This is. And what is that pure bhakti? Annyabhilashita sunyam jnana karma adi anabhutam ankullena. But first stage, not higher stage. By this bhakti, we can attain parvyom bhakti.
Vaikuntha
gat prema. Service of Narayan, like that. This is the highest thing that we can attain by that. Then, he is giving example. Jnane prayasam dupasya namanta eva Jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam Thane stita sutigatam tanumam manorvi Je prayasu ajita jito api hatsaita inokyam. Oh, now where he has come?
Go.
Go on. Don't fear that I will take on. I know that you are not perfect. I know. But they still try. Try.
I do not have time to prepare.
Don't try, fear that I will ride on horse and I will fall down. It may be that you are fell down. You are not expert.
So this verse, Gyan Prayasham Udapasanamanti Iva, Vivanti San Karitam Bhavati Avartam, Stane Sita Shuti Katam Tan Van Mano Vir, Ye Prayasho, that one should give up this speculative knowledge. So, previously Gurudev has explained that you have the highest, the satya that one can achieve, the satya that one can achieve is to achieve Vaikuntha. So, it's explained that there are three goals that one may achieve tat parata gyan, where one realizes this Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tvam parata gyan, where one realizes that one is an insignificant servant of the Supreme Lord. And the other, which is rejected, is merging into the Supreme Lord. So, here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is saying that, oh, go further, but something is okay here. What is okay? Stanesita shuti gatam tanban manubir. That at this point, the devotees having the opportunity to do sadhu sangha. And by this sadhu sangha, then bhakti will come. It's stated, bhakti stu bhagavad bhakta sangena parijayate satsanga prapate pumbir sukriti purvisanchatai. That how bhakti will come? Bhakti will come by sadhu sangha. So at this point, one is starting to enter into the realm of Shuddha Bhakti by having sadhu sangha. So for this reason, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is starting to accept this as not being external, because by sadhu sangha, and only by sadhu sangha, really one can enter into bhakti.
What more?
This verse comes from Lord Brahma's statements to Krishna in his prayers from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Here Lord Brahma is stating that one should give up the hard endeavor of jnana and hear from the pure devotees about the Supreme Lord. But there are two types of jnana. One type of jnana is practiced by a jnani, as Srila Gurudev was explaining before. Sarvam kalvidam brahma aham brahmasmi. I am that supreme. I am the whole brahma. So that jnana has to be rejected. But there's another type of jnana, and there's another type of jnani, and that is a jnani bhakta. The jnani bhakta is not an offender like the mayavadi, who thinks that he's God, but he believes that he believes in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhishma is a jnani bhakta. He believes in Dwarkadish as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prahlad Maharaj believes in Lord Nrisimhadeva as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So why does Lord Brahma say that one has to give up even this kind of jnana? Because in the heart of a jnani bhakta, he thinks that the Supreme Bhagavan is the cause of all causes, he's the source of innumerable universes, and therefore, because he's everywhere and everything, he's complete, so he never gets hungry or thirsty or tired, and therefore there's no need to serve him or give him water or fan him. So there's a wall between that jnani bhakta and Bhagavan himself, either Krishna or Narayan. Prahlad's service to the Lord was cut because of his knowledge of the Lord's opulence. Mm. So there's Aishwarya Bhakti as a Jnani Bhakta, and then there's Madhurya Bhakti. So Lord Brahma is inviting by his prayer that one should even gradually give up this conception of Krishna is God and should gradually develop greed to follow one of the residents of Goloka Vrindavan who accept Krishna as their son, like Mother Yasoda, who thinks that if I don't feed Krishna, he'll die. So following, by hearing the sweet pastimes, remaining in one's own position and hearing the sweet pastimes of the Lord from a pure devotee and gradually understanding his own particular position as a particular kind of servant, he develops greed to follow one of the inhabitants of Braj.
Thank you. Can you tell the essence?
No.
Bejar. Bejar devotee. You should stand up and tell what she told me. Essence.
Srila Sharanani Giri was explaining that there are two kinds of jnanis. One jnani, he is thinking he has the knowledge, oh, I am Brahma, aham Brahmasmi. And he's thinking everything is one. And then the second type of jnani, he is thinking like Prahlad Maharaj. He has knowledge that Lord Nrisimhadev is Bhagavan. So when Lord Nrisimhadev came, he didn't think, oh, what, my Prabhu needs water or he's tired. What can I do to serve him? He's thinking, oh, he's Bhagavan. He doesn't need anything. And he just would offer prayers. Sorry.
Thank you. Jnane prayasotupavasana. Oh, give up. Even a very minute prayas.
Endeavor.
From Gyan. For Gyan. Give up. Even the Tattva Gyan. Don't do anything.
Knowledge of established truth. Knowledge of the established truth.
That I am a part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is Supreme Lord. He is Lord of Lords. Having so much affluence. Don't think and don't do anything. A very many
endeavor.
Don't do. What do? Jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam namanta eva sthane sthita. Always here. Sanmukharitam vartam. What vartam? Of Krishna. Tattva gyan and early, everything will come in that Harikatha.
Automatically.
Oh, Krishna is very hungry. And he is coming to Mother Yashoda. But he has told something, his government, anything. And Yashoda Maya, what did? Oh, be for me. Otherwise, I will give a slap. And then Krishna was weeping, Mother. I am very hungry. I want some milk. And Yashoda was creating. Don't come. I will.
Oh, I shall like not this. Take you on my lap. I shall give you a
slap. You are a very dirty boy and naughty boy. This Harikatha. Tattva Gyan and everything is there. It is above Tattva Gyan. Moreover, Krishna apologizing mode, taking his float and
peacock feather,
giving it in the Lord's feet of Radhika. Apologizing. Oh, please be merciful to me. From today, I am promising I will not do any offense in your lotus feet. What is there? How high class of? Then gopis are telling that keep your head on the lotus feet of Radhika and promise and write a signature, give a signature. I will not do. What is this? Oh, high class of this. Bhavadiya Vartam. These are Bhavadiya Vartam. What has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam? Oh, Gopi Geet, Venu Geet, Bansi,
Brahmar
Geet,
Jugal
Geet, Pranay Geet. Oh, these are Geet means Bata. Geet means, what is meaning of Geet? Geet means? Dialogues. So many dialogues. So this is, if anyone hearing all these things, no need of knowing that who am I and all will come automatically, all kinds of. The Gyan may come. But we are doing here, getting Tattva Gyan. But, in Madhur Harikatha. So all are included in Bhavadiya Vartam. So if anyone doing Namaskar to the where Harikatha is going, Sthane, or to Bhakta,
speaker,
and
audience.
And who is managing everything? Doing pranam to all. And hearing. Oh, Harikatha. Like serving. Don't hear Harikatha. Never. Sir. What you do?
Serve Harikatha.
Harikatha. Don't take prasadam. Sir. Eat.
Don't eat Mahaprasadam.
Oh, you should serve prasadam. Don't chant Harinam. You should serve Harinam. Always serving mood should be there.
Then Sevan Mukho Hi Jivado.
Sevan Mukho Hi Jivado. Automatically everything. Your mood should be that I should serve Vaishnava, I should serve Mahaprasadam, I should serve Harikatha, I should serve chanting Harinam. So always. Then what will be? Sthane Sthita. Though he is our family life maintaining, he owes his Grihastha. He may be a Brahmachari, Banprasthi, or he may be renounce order sannyasi. No harm. Where he is in Western countries, anywhere in New York or Newark, or he is in Washington, anywhere, either he is in Africa, or Nigeria, or any place, or India, anywhere, sthani sthita, tanvang manobhi, he is doing pranam to all and hearing Harikatha, this class of them. Then, what?
He can conquer.
Prayasho Ajit. He can control Krishna, though he is not controlled anywhere else, but he will be controlled. You know? Any example of this? Oh, you know Bilva Mangal? Chintamani? He was doing that as
well.
And so many things he was doing. And Krishna what doing? Oh, like giving him and following him. Like that. And that class of bhakti very easily will come. Mahaprabhu, oh yes, he told.
It may be.
He was not satisfied. In what mood he told? Kya karta hai?
Indifferent mood.
He told that it is all right. Not right. It is somewhat. Okay. But go on. Why he was not satisfied? Oh, Mahaprabhu wanted to hear so many high class of Harikatha. Here, I think no taste. There is no taste. Only Nishtha is there. In the stage of Nishtha, he is hearing all these things. But really, when? A test will come. No fear at all. We should try to reach in the stage of Ruchi. Oh, it is always fear from Nishtha to go down, where there is no Sadhu Sangha. But when Ruchi will come, oh, that class of bhakts are now what?
Easily progressing.
Nirbhaya.
Fearless.
Fearless. Somewhat. Somewhat. Not fully. There is fear up till stage of first stage of rati. And if rati is full, no. Then murchi.
Murchit kasai.
Murchit kasai.
Nirdut kasai.
So here is telling Jito of Krishna. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Iho hai age kaha aad. Then Rai kahe, Prima bhakti sarva sabdhasa.
Puri deta paath kore chilem, Tonubang mano visamandha.
Bola. Okay.
Puri deta ham paath kore chilem, eta. So, okhane Tonubang mano visamandha ni vyakha kutte kiyo bola chilem, ye Tonu dara pranam, bakya dara, bokta, srota, ajat babastak sabke, pranam kara bang prasamsa kara. আর মনোভি বলতে মনের দ্বারা যে সবটা শুনে রাখে চিন্তন করা যে ব্যাখ্যা করেছিলেন তারপরে আরেকটা বলেছিলেন এখানে
ও যে শুড স্পিক সামথিং দ্যাট আই ডোন্ট রিমেম্বার অল দিস থিংস হোয়াট ফেয়ার হোয়াট আই সো মেনি থিংস গুড ইজ এক্সপ্লেনেশন আই হ্যাভ গিভেন হিয়ার এন্ড देयर
হরি বল
সো ইন
ফর ইন্ডিয়ানস এন্ড হাই ক্লাস অফ ডিভোটিজ ইন হিন্দি এন্ড বাংলা আই ক্যান টেল সো মেনি থিংস And fluently, but for English, my language is lame. I cannot.
So,
there I told
never.
In Bengali, perhaps, or Hindi.
So, before Kartik, in Purushottam month, Jagannath Purisula Gurudev explained same Ramananda Rai Sangbad. Then Gurudev explained there.
First 15 days I.
Yeah.
You are all?
Yes.
That we have to give up also tattva gyan means Krishna is supreme personality, Godhead, have to give up all this idea, otherwise you could not advance in Krishna consciousness. So Srila Jiva Goswami Pada also explained in Bhakti Sandarbha that you have to give up to earn so much tattva gyan, otherwise you will be derailed from enter to prema bhakti. So Jiva Goswami have given some example in Bhakti Sandarbha. After that Guru told that Bhavadiya Bhartam, then Gurudev explained about Tasmin Man Mukharita Madhuvi Charitra. In these circumstances, Gurudev told that whenever the devotee will explain Krishna Katha, then Krishna will come somehow or other in somehow some way to hear the Sari Katha. Then Gurudev gave example like Ter Kadamba, Siman, Srila Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami Pad, that discussing each other Krishna Katha. Then even Srimati Radha Thakurani could not check herself. She came in disguise of a village girl and asked them, Oh Baba, you are talking Hari Katha, so you have no time. So my mother has sent some milk and some sugar and rice.
Why is she told like that?
Because they are discussing about Radha Thakurani and Krishna, they are glorifying Srimati Radha Thakurani.
Because she came to hear what they were.
Yes, this is the pretend.
And she was pretend. They may think that why this village girl has
came. Yes.
So she is making
pretending
a tree.
Yes, excuse.
Oh, Baba,
this
have you taken
this? Is her excuse.
Like this.
So this was her excuse. Oh Baba,
very sweet past tense I told there.
Yes.
In Hindi. In English, I cannot.
And like Madhavendra Prabhupada is chanting Harinam, Krishna could not check himself, he came to give him darshan. And for Billa Mangal also, Radha and Krishna both came there. Krishna told Srimati Radhika, don't advance, otherwise the blind person will catch you. Radhika told, oh, he is blind, how he can touch me? He said, don't think about this. Who is blind and very expert about sound? Hearing sound, they can understand, blind one, how far you are. In one hand, Krishna is telling Radhika this thing. Other hand, is inspiring Billa Mangal. Be ready. Radhika is coming nearer to you. When Radhika came closer, Krishna, don't go. You are near, about his reach. Then Billa Mangal is ready. When she came more nearer, then Billa Mangal catch her his lotus feet. Then
These are told. I told you, don't go further. Now you are suffering. What is the result? Then the other people, what do you want? Please give me up, give up, give up. Well, no. What do you want? Please, I want that my eye will come back again. Then they put their lotus hand, then Billongal's eye came out. Then Billongal, not living yet. What do you want? Please make me blind again. Why? Billongal told, by which eyes I have seen the beauty of both of you. I don't want to see anything in this world anymore. So make me blind, please. So then make him blind again. That is Gurudev told, if you do Tirtha Parjatan, means you are wandering Tirtha here and there, like Kedarnath, Badrinath, Ganga Sagar, you could not get so much. So what to do? You have to listen Harikatha. Then Gurudev explained about Tonu Bang Manobhi. Tonu means body. By body you have to do pranam to speaker, audiences, and the manager who is managing all this thing. And Tonu Bang means by speech. What you will do by speech? What Harikatha you have heard from them? You have to praise them. Oh, this is very good arrangement. Speaker
my
very
life
nice.
Has been successful by hearing.
My life being successful hearing this Harikatha. I never heard such good Harikatha. I never heard so sweet Harikatha. Never get this such good audience. I never meet this such speaker. And Manohi means my mind. Which Harikatha you have heard from Guru and Vaishnavas, you have to meditate time to time.
Tantra, always. Like.
Always have to meditate. Then actually you can enter in Krishna realm. Gurudev explained by this in Jagannath Puri.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
First was Gyan Shunya Bhakti. And here Raya Ramananda, Mahaprabhu told, Raya Ramananda told, Prem Bhakti. Oh, there are so much thought difference in Jnana Shunya Bhakti and Prema Bhakti. Jnana Shunya Bhakti, it may be that there is no love and affection. Jnana Shunya Bhakti. That it? Oh, we have no taste. We have so many paraphernalia. And we are worshipping. But heart is not there. This is Gyan Shunya. And if love and affection is full there, there is something lacking in your archan even. No. If you are totally stopped your archan even, no. If you are remembering pastimes of Krishna. Understand? If you are not doing archan, not doing all other things, but you are hearing and remembering, you have stopped what?
Archan. Archan on the dreams of bhakti.
So, here he is telling of prema bhakti sarva sadhya sar. What is the meaning? Nano pachar kita pujanam artabando. Prem naiva bhakta hridayam sukha vidyutam. Javat chudhan jarthare jartha pipas. Tavat sukhaya bhavato nanu bhakti. Oh, you.
Now, see, Raya Ramananda, he's giving a suggestion to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about Prema Bhakti. This verse we can find in, it has been compiled in the Padyavali of Srila Rupa Goswami Pada. He's saying here that Nano Pachara Kita Pujama Artabando, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's called Artabando, the friend of those who are Arta, that means distressed, those who feel distress. But this verse specifically is saying Prem Naiva Bhaktaridayam Sukavidyatam Shat. The devotee who has Prem, Premaiva. The devotee who has Prem, he's doing puja, he's worshipping. How? Nanopachara Krita Pujanam. by many different types of paraphernalia. But he's feeling some distress. What is that distress? Oh, Krishna, if you will not accept my offering, oh, then I will die. He has love, and he wants that Krishna will accept his offering so much. Now, ordinarily, people will think that Supreme Personality of Godhead is Atmarahaman, Aptakam. All of his desires are fulfilled. He has no hunger, no thirst. So why would Krishna accept any offering? If you're not hungry, then there'll be no pleasure in your eating. So similarly, if Supreme Lord is Atmaram, self-satisfied, why should he accept anyone's offering? So here in this verse, Rai Ramananda, he's explaining that when the devotee has prem and he's feeling some distress, oh Krishna, please accept my offering, then the love of the devotee causes a hunger and a thirst in Krishna. And therefore, because now Krishna has hunger and thirst, he will come, he will accept that offering in order to pacify the heart of the devotee who's feeling distress. And upon tasting those offerings, even though it seems like ordinary paraphernalia, anyway, Krishna's coming and he's tasting that and he relishes and he enjoys happiness in that. Why? Because the prem in the heart of the devotee has created a great hunger in him. So the example is given of Vidurani. When Krishna came to the house of Vidura, then Vidurani, she was in so much ecstasy. She was making bananas and peeling them, throwing the bananas away by accident and giving Krishna the peel. Then Krishna was taking the peel. Now banana peel is not very delicious. But for Krishna, this peel was so tasty. He was hungry. When he saw the peel, some water was coming on his tongue. Why was this hunger coming in him? Because Vidurani had so much love. Vidura wanted to check her. Hey, what are you doing? But Krishna, shh, don't say anything. Why? Because she will be in pain, thinking that her service is not perfect service. So Krishna, he's not eager to taste your different types of paraphernalia. Nano pachara krita bhojanam atabandhu. In Archan, there are 16 types of paraphernalia, such as giving a seat and bathing the feet, giving argya, madhuparka, oils, and many types of offerings. 16 types of paraphernalia. Is Krishna greedy for this? No, he'll have no taste at all. But if someone has prem, they're offering, feeling some distress in their heart is melting with love for Krishna, then all of a sudden, all of those preparations become very, very attractive and tasty to Krishna, and he wants to take them. So this is the essence of this verse spoken by Rai Ramananda.
So, in Jagannath Puri, Srila Gurudev told that Krishna went to Duryodhana for make some compromise to give 5 village to Pandavas. When Krishna arrived there, Duryodhana arranged one air-conditioned room. All facilities were there.
That house was golden.
Yes, golden palace. So Krishna told, and Duryodhana offered so many food stuff. Krishna told, I am not hungry. I am Atmaram Aptakam, so I no need to take anything. In 3 condition you can eat anywhere, the Krishna told to Duryodhana. First one, if you even come to serve any purpose, if that purpose serve, then you can eat. Krishna told, I came for compromise, so compromise is not possible, so I could not eat.
So I will not eat.
Then Krishna gives second example. If there is any purpose serve or not, but if I have love between you and me, then I can take. So there is no love between you and me, so I could not eat anything in your royal palace.
And
third one, Krishna told, if you are hungry, then you can take. But I am not hungry at all, because I am Atmaram and Aptakam. So I am beyond hunger and thirst, so I could not take. Then Krishna came to Vidurani's house and he ate the banana peel. Then Gurudev told that Bhagavan is so controlled by bhakti, by devotee. Bhakte drabba prabhu kari kari khai, abhakte drabba prabhu ulatina chai. If devotee don't want to give, Bhagavan will take by force. No, I want this.
Quarreling.
And quarreling, like Mahaprabhu quarreled with Sridhar Kalabecha. Sridhar told, he could not go, there are so many businessmen. I am very poor Brahmin. I only buy this worship Ganga Devi. this and that. Well, no, you want this by force, you'll take. The Gurudev gave all these examples in Jagannath Puri.
Hare Krishna. Oh, that is one thing. Hum log bhookhe hain.
We are hungry.
तो उस समय में साधारण एक शाक भी एक साधारण द्रव्य भी सत्तू भी एक चना भी बहुत अच्छा स्वादिष्ट लगेगा और यदि भूख नहीं है तो इंद्र का भोग भी रसगुल्ला पांतुआ भी अमृत भी अच्छा नहीं लगेगा इसलिए भूख की जरूरत
When one is feeling hungry, at that time, whatever meal is available, any ordinary kind, maybe any spinach or even grounded chickpea with no salt, it's very delicious because of the hunger or appetite. And conversely, when one is not hungry, then even if one is provided with delicious sweets, rasgullas or even nectar, then one really does not enjoy or that food is not tasted so deliciously because of lack of hunger.
किसी युद्ध में ओ एक आदमी घायल हो गया
In a battlefield, one person was injured.
और उस समय में वो पानी के लिए तरस रहा था एक बूंद पानी के लिए भी
At that point, he was struggling and desiring to have a drop of water.
एक आदमी ने कहा जी हमारे पास में पानी है तुम्हारे पास में जितने रुपए हैं जितना संपत्ति है सब देवत है एक ड्रॉप हम पानी दे उसमें पानी का मूल्य कितना है यस इस चीज को समझो
अ पर्सन क्लोज बाय ही टोल्ड आई गिव यू टू ड्रॉप्स ऑफ वाटर इफ यू गिव मी ऑल योर पोजेशन ऑल योर वेल्थ ऑल योर मनी
इवन ही कैन गिव हिज होल किंगडम हिज होल लाइफ ही कैन गिव हिज वाइफ ऑल्सो फॉर
Drop of water.
But if he is not thirsty, there is no mulya of very sweet and cold water too. So here, you should think. So many paraphernalia are there. You are worshipping. Oh, अपने अनुष्ठान के लिए ही केवल कर रहे हो. हमको करना है इसलिए हमको ये करना चाहिए. पानी और फूल जनेऊ और सब चीजों को ले आया और वो पूजा कर रहा है अर्चन कर रहा है मन कहीं दूसरी जगह हो सकता है माइंड इज एनीथिंग एवरीवेयर एनीथिंग एल्स एंड डूइंग ओ कृष्ण विल नॉट एक्सेप्ट दैट क्या
वन मे बी परफॉर्मिंग वर्शिप जस्ट फॉर द सेक ऑफ
यू आर ऑल लाइक डूइंग
और एंगेजिंग इन परफॉर्मिंग द लिम्स ऑफ भक्ति जस्ट For doing sake, but not really, he wants to do it.
Or like
heart.
Water in what battlefield?
Then Krishna will not accept that offering because he is only hunger for the love or the inspiration of that devotee, and which is not present there.
But one thing is here. यहाँ जो ठाकुर के प्रति प्रेम जिसका है, भूख है, उसको तो बहुत ही आश्वादनीय होगा. किंतु यहाँ पर है नानोपचार कृत आत्म उन बंधो प्रेम नहीं वो भक्त हृदय
विद्रुतं सत् सुख विद्रुतं
तो हियर व्हाट इज टोल्ड किसका हृदय
डिवोटीज हृदय
डिवोटीज बट यू आर डूइंग अर्चन टू कृष्ण द कृष्ण शुड बी हैप्पी व्हाई ही हियर आई ये दे टोल्ड दैट भक्त हृदय विद्रुतं सत् व्हाई इट हैज बीन टोल्ड Understand the question? तुम समझा? अर्चन तो हम कर रहे हैं कृष्ण के लिए जो कृष्ण प्रसन्न हो तो कृष्ण को प्रसन्न होना चाहिए तो कृष्ण को भूख है क्या कृष्ण को तो कभी भूख नहीं है ये तुम हमारा अर्चन करो हमको ये करो हमको अपना प्रेम करो लव करो ये तो है नहीं तो उदाहरण ये ठीक नहीं लगता किंतु फिर भी ये ठीक है कैसे ठीक है बता रहे
So, Shri Gurudev is bringing up a very nice point in this verse. It is said in this word that a devotee, he feels pleasure or happiness. But, what is actually happening when one is engaging in worshipping Krishna?
Try to go deep. Then you can understand. Otherwise, you cannot touch. Very, very high thing. So, my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, he never explained all these things there because they were in primary state.
Neophyte.
They cannot understand. But I want to give all explanation. Now you are from what?
Mature. And sincere.
Now you can. But not all. Very rare like this. And you should try to be among rare.
So, the devotee who is performing worship, he has the need to do it. So that is why, in result, he is feeling some happiness. But actual worship is performed for Krishna. So Krishna should be happy. But Krishna is Atmaram, Aptakam, self-satisfied. He doesn't need
it. Is he hungry for that your Archan? Does he want?
No.
You are doing or not, he has nothing to do.
So then the question is, and how this verse is actually correct, and that we will get now.
You should know. If Mother Yashoda thinks that my child is so hungry, and he gives his breast milk, then Krishna also feeling so much hungry. Otherwise he will never. Where there is will of bhakta, the will of Krishna comes. If no will of bhakta,
reciprocation.
So when this bhakta thinks, Krishna is hungry, I should give something. He is thirsty, I should give water. All the paraphernalia. Then, Krishna becomes
thirsty.
So hungry and thirsty. He wants that bhakta should be. You know, in Ram Lila, Rama was going in the forest and he became thirsty, very hungry. And he went. There were so many Rishi Maharshi, millions of they are here. But he never went there. Because for them, he is thirsty.
Not hungry.
He was not hungry.
For them, is Atma.
Because devotee, Sabari, of low class, like Pulindis, she was an old lady. And she was waiting from long, long time that Ram will come. And that is why he became hungry and went right to her home. Not anywhere. Because she was hungry. What hungry? When Ram
will come. When come. Every day
so if this stage is that, then Krishna also becomes like that. And then Krishna becomes happy and this class of devotee also becomes satisfied. If no prem, he doing archan, is he offering anything to Krishna, he will not take. Same thing to Guru. Guru is not hungry. He don't want anything. He wants that you should be a high class of devotee to realize all these things. And if you thinking, I must serve my Gurudev, my Shiksha Guru, and then he will have, what you have brought? I wanted this thing from long time. I like this. He will tell. And he will show that he is very, very happy by this donation. I was thinking, I have not taken from long time this shock, this chapati, or this garland, or anything. So there must be some love and affection, then he will accept. But something is lacking here also. So he is telling. This is first and second shloka he told. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam jadi labhyate tatra lauljam api mulyame kalam
janma koti sukritai na labhyate. এখানে বলছেন আপনি যেমন যশোদামা ইচ্ছা আছে স্তনপান করা না, কৃষ্ণকে ভোগ লেগে গেল, কিন্তু দেবকী দেবকী মা আছে, দেবকী মা এসে প্রেম নেই হোনে কারণ কৃষ্ণ দেবকী কা দুধ নেই পিয়া থা।
Oh, he is also remembering me that I told that he was hungry to take the milk of Mother Yashoda. But for Devaki, no hunger, because her love and affection was not like
Yashoda.
He can take anything very forcibly, quarreling from Madhu Mangal and Subal. Oh, if they are giving in mouth, oh, he will open the mouth and he'll tell and eat it. But for you and for me,
আরো উদাহরণ দিয়েছিলেন যে দিয় পত্নীগণের সেবা করার ইচ্ছা ছিল কিন্তু প্রতিবন্ধক ব্যাখ্যা করেছিলেন, লক্ষ্মী জীবের ইচ্ছা থি যা প্রতিবন্ধক উসকো ভি ব্যাখ্যা কিয়া থা।
Also he is remembering me that I told Jagya Patni of Mathura, the wives of the
Brahman,
they wanted to serve, they had
desire,
but lacking something. But they have not come in gopi form. And that is why they have no, that mood of gopis.
And there are no anugatya of gopis also.
They have not done anugatya of gopi. Also for Lakshmi, she wanted to serve Krishna. But she has no form of gopis. And he was a chaste lady, and he cannot give up chastity
to marry with other gop.
And she cannot serve any gopi or any gop like husband. So Krishna refused. There are so many things. Say, love and affection should be, but should be like high standard. Then he is telling, these are the symptoms of Vaidhi Bhakti, up till now, Archan and everything. Where there is some love, a part of love is there, doing Archan, like what doing? And giving some flowers and doing Archmana. What is this? Because our Guru Parampara has given a system of Archan, we are doing. And even Gurudev coming, whether Gurudev likes it or not, when he will come, it is very cold. But even they will bring a pot, so much water, and garland, though it is too cold, but
putting in the refrigerator.
From refrigerator they will bring. And wash his what? And they will blow shankar. And fanning also. What is this? What is this to Gurudev? This is like Archan. But we should follow. We should follow. This is like a process. But really, a high class of devotee or disciple, he sees, my Gurudev's mouth is somewhat dry. At once, he will not do archan. First you should take this. He thinks that he wants to go to bathroom. First he will go. And if he wants, my Gurudev is tired, he wants to rest. He will make that. Tomorrow, he will declare that tomorrow, that this function will be done. Like in this way. So where there is love, affection, Krishna, accept this. No love and affection, you should do ghanta, millions of hours. He will not come. He will not come.
What? Still you must do.
But we should follow. Who should follow? Though has not so love and affection, they are in Vaidhi Bhakti. They should follow. What?
Krishna accepted the breast of Putana even though her desire was to kill him with a poison. Can you explain?
No, he never accepted. They moved only what? She took the form of a mother and told, my boy, why you are here? I want to keep in my heart. And for this reason also, oh, he gave him, gave her, oh, a very high
position,
like motherlyhood he gave. Not in Vrindavan, but in Golok. Oh, there are so many. Gaur Premananda. What?
Rai Ramananda.
She's.
Rai Ramananda is Vishakha, so close to Sri.
There is no Vishakha, no Lalita, but, no Krishna.
Okay, but the question only is,
there,
the question is, Navadvip is more complete and superior than Godavari or Jagannath Puri. So we know that Rai Ramananda is in Godavari and Jagannath Puri. How is he in a more complete form in Navadvip?
Oh, I've told so many times. So many times. And next day, if you will ask, we will try to solve. What your?
When we were offering to Thakurji, like, I have no love, but we're trying to offer too, so we can accept.
Oh, by doing regularly and following the process, oh, Guru and Vaishnava and Krishna will be merciful to give you that kind of love.
But Krishna, he's accepting now, or no?
Your Guru is offering.
It may be, it not, maybe it depends on the mood of devotees.
If we're asking Gurudev to offer, then he is.
But we should offer. And it may be that love and affection may come by this process. There is no other way for Karmis and Kanishadhikari. For Kanishadhikari, Archan is essential to do. Whether he has love and affection. But only the thing, don't be like Bhrita Pujak.
Paid worshipper.
Paid worshipper. Understand?
Hired help.
Pujari with salary.
Yes.
Pujari with salary, don't accept.
Pujari that. And salary.
Salary?
Yes.
No salary.
And we are mentioning offering seat, that we don't think that you are offering to go to Diti. You think I am unqualified? Gurudev is doing all these things because he is near and dear to Krishna. I am assisting him only.
He has love for Krishna.
Why can you hear of him?
Yes.
Hari Bol, Shukadev ki. So tomorrow morning, Sripad Madhav Maharaj, his last day, he can do early morning class, so 7 o'clock class.
Why always and daily Madhav Maharaj? Why not? There are so many.
All the time. Three times class.
Madhav Maharaj, he requested he could give another class
early.
We all ask him also.
Yeah.
So Sripad Madhav
Maharaj. I want that also to have chance to speak.
But you know, I know for myself and a few others that after the 7 o'clock class, after the 10 o'clock class, after lunch prasadam, you are totally wiped out. And I just, there's a class at 3 o'clock and I'm, you know, several of us are too tired to go, and then we have to be fresh for Guru Day. So it becomes really difficult.
Then we have special.
You cannot chant even.
You can skip the 3 o'clock.
Also, then I tell you, tomorrow maybe we'll come with a different idea, more satisfactory. Sripad Madhav Maharaj will give class at 7 o'clock. And then it seems to be a successful formula. If we can get this many people only at the 10 o'clock class, the 7 o'clock class ends on time, then we'll ask the entire sannyasi brinda, Ranya Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, Bhakti Samaraj, to come, and again, all questions can be brought. Is it okay?
Yes.
Is it okay?
Yes. One thing is that for 5 days here, if you are constantly here is Harikatha. And you are lessening your chanting, no halt. When Sukadeva Goswami or any higher than us, and he is doing Harikatha, we should hear. And we should, this gap should be fulfilled when you are not in this kinds of associations. Understand?
Yes. So, with devotees, is that okay or not? So that 10 o'clock class, we have the sannyasi brinda come, and they can answer questions, or even give katha to ask questions. Then we'll have lunch, prasadam, and devotees can then have some time afterwards. But not then swimming in the lake and boating. Must be some some other use.
But also Shyamarani Nidhi, not just...
Well, actually, what we could do at 3 o'clock, then there's a very good idea. Shyamarani Nidhi has requested, many devotees had come to her. New devotees wanted to learn many things about the very basic things, meaning how to pronounce words, so many of the basic things. At 3 o'clock, Shyamarani Nidhi can meet with all those devotees, and also we can also benefit. I know for myself, and we can come at 3 o'clock, Shyamarani Nidhi can do.
Yeah.
So how? Excellent.
And Shyamananda Prabhu is giving Madhurga lessons.
Also, definitely on Friday, we want to have, before Srila Gurudev leaves, Brajanath Prabhu has spent also so much time traveling with Gurudev and so much service, and I know he has many wonderful instructions that he's received in the course of that service, and also being in Grihastha Ashram, very good example. So we want one day also that Brajanath Prabhu can be here. Okay, also, last thing, initiation. Those devotees have given their name to either Aranya Maharaj, Bhakti Sam Maharaj, or Brajanath.
And today, one initiation. Your daughter, she's here.
Stand up. Or you can declare tomorrow with others.
She's here.
What is her name?
But another name, you can call her Gurulek.
Gurulek. What is her name?
Sudamini. But she wants to change.
Sudamini.
You can call Sudamini.
She wants to change. She wants to change her name.
Oh, I will think and say. Tomorrow. Good name I will select.
So you take his name now? Tomorrow is
Pandav Nirjal,
tomorrow.
Huh? Tomorrow is
Nirjal Ekadashi. Ekadashi, or
Nirjal.
Nirjal Ekadashi, tomorrow.
But if anyone cannot be, tolerate Nirjala, they can take. No harm. Swamiji has given concession for Western countries, devotees.
Should they cook in the kitchen tomorrow?
They will make something.
I cannot say. It depends on you, what you are.
No care about that.
But for children, for neophytes, we should manage something.
There will be something.
But no care at all.
And if anyone wants to be Nirjala, they can do. For others, who cannot tolerate this, something should be managed in kitchen room.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Thus ends the class on the 19th of June 2002 in the evening in Lake Washington, upstate New York. Hare Krishna.